Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday morning to you. Stop that marketing list right now, because here's a chance to relax with your genial host, Fred Waring.
I give you
hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. This is Fred Waring and lots of Pennsylvanians. Our theme, as usual, is music. Now, music, the songs you have told us you love. Songs for entertainment, for the thrill of beauty, and for inspiration. Thursday morning.
So early Thursday morning.
Thursday, I believe, is market day.
Thursday, the day called market day. The day you spend your husband's pay. The day you lay supplies away. It's early Thursday morning. So early Thursday morning.
Bill, you opened the program so nicely this morning. Have you anything to say?
I certainly do.
Go ahead.
A lady telephoned for Porterhouse. Her butcher set the wires to humming. He said, "You've got your steak in victory. You've got no beef coming."
That's good, Bill. That's good. That's fine. What do you have?
A piggy walked right up to me with the friendliest oink oink. He said, "I'm mad about you, dear, because you don't have no point."
Well, Daisy, what's on your mind this morning?
The butcher didn't smile at me. My confidence is shaken. Now, how can I ask him pretty please for 3 whole slices of bacon?
It's market day.
Today you'll lay supplies away. It's early Thursday morning. So early Thursday morning.
Well, we're going to salute the paratroopers today. A song called "Look Out Below," written and recorded by us. And I want you to pay particular attention to the expression Geronimo used. It's the expression which they is a sort of a war cry, which has for a long time been used by paratroopers as they leap from the plane. I think the rate is 1 every second, and as they leap, they yell Geronimo, and you'll hear the whole thing depicted here.
From the sky, Geronimo, Geronimo, Geronimo.
the orchestra gets a chance. Any child can tell you that there are just all sorts of things that children know about that adults are simply too stupid to see. That there really are fairies and elves, and their dolls really do dance when grown-ups aren't looking. Well, here's a song without words, a musical story about a dancing doll. Harry Simeon arranged it for the orchestra. It's Poldini's Dancing Doll. Advertising copy of it this morning.
Today is market day, isn't it?
Yes, today is market
Fine.
Day.
Fine. Well, here's a good tip for someone with a dime. Most everyone has 10 cents these days. So, when you're at your dealer's today, select the one you want and have him wrap it up for you. You know, since we put them on the market early last spring, well, they've been selling like hotcakes. And why not? They contain every known source of vitamins. Yet, they're neither hot, nor do they taste like hotcakes. They taste just right. Yes, your family will rave about them. Might be a good idea, if you have more than one dime, to take several home. Because they're good, good, good. And remember, if your dealer doesn't have them, or if you happen to be out of dimes, try again tomorrow. Thank you.
That doesn't make sense. All that talk and you haven't even mentioned your product. What are you selling?
What are you selling?
Well,
Who's your sponsor?
Well, now, Bill, you know that's embarrassing. And furthermore, you know what I'm selling.
And that's what I'm selling. Just blah, 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 blah. Wearing blah, 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 blah.
That's very unfair. You'll never have another opportunity to pull that up. Well, we've made a lot of recordings recently. I think the label is Decca. Don't know whether you can get them. But here's one of the most recent. It's a song called Let Us All Sing Auld Lang Syne. It was written by Ray Henderson and Lou Brown, and they've given us some of the great songs of all time, the least of which certainly is not Sonny Boy. It's an arrangement by Ringwald, and everybody takes part.
Give us all sleep a cup full of tears.
now for a sad, sad story as told by those bards of Basin Street, Honey and the Bees. It's all about a character called Benny the Pennyman, who, it seems, would give his kingdom if he had just a penny, just a plain little old penny. Honey and the Bees, Daisy, Hal, Ray, and Bob, house arrangement. I'll tell you all about it. And is Betty ready on those gongs there? Bang away, Betty.
Got 4 cents, and that's all.
But you gotta have a nickel for a telephone call.
No, 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 no. Got no dough, no dough.
Got a penny,
no, no,
Jenny.
No, no.
Got a telephone,
no,
to Jenny.
No, no, no. And you just got,
just got
4 cents to my name.
Got a penny,
no,
Jenny.
No, no, no.
Got
no dough, no dough. And it's time to, come out my old plane. I went down to the bank, but they had none to spare. I looked up on the shelf,
but the
cupboard was bare.
Got a penny, Penny. Got a telephone to Jenny.
And I just got 4 cents to my name.
$0.05 please for the first 5 minutes.
Operator, don't ask for more, but here's 4 pennies and let me talk more.
$0.05 please for the first 5 minutes.
Some songs become hits as soon as they're published, while others that seem to be just as good must wait years for recognition. Stardust is one example. And here's one, well, it's 13 years old, and we think it deserves to be heard again. We mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and we told you we're going to try to have you get familiar with Every Time My Heart Beats. First the orchestra player, then Jimmy Atkins puts the words and music together.
My heart sighs, it sighs I worship and adore you with a love divine. My life I'd lay down for you. Say that you'll be mine. This is my confession. Every word is true. Every time my heart beats, it beats with love for you.
Don't you like that song? There you go. Now, maybe it's a little late in the program for an overture by the orchestra, but lest we let local 802 lads off a little too easily, I'm going to put them to work now on an arrangement of Begin the Beguine. It's Cole Porter's great, great song, and this arrangement we think deserves a little special mention. It was made by Sergeant Norman Layden. Now, Sergeant Norman Layden is the son of one of my very best friends, Jimmy Layden. He's in the services over in Europe right now, and he's one of the top arrangers with Major Glenn Miller's magnificent organization. Of course, we're particularly interested in Major Glenn Miller for several reasons. First, because of Glenn, and second, because our own Sergeant Murray Kane is in the same organization. Anyway, we hope we do justice to this fine arrangement and interpretation of Begin the Beguine. Thank you. time for the live and learn column. Statesmen are now trying to reduce the reasons for quarrels between nations. Any mother understands the magnitude of this problem very well. In her family, she's had to deal many times with the balance of power. She knows that most problems involving human relationships are very complicated. The answer is not swift, quick justice, but an endless series of compromises. She knows that no interest is absolutely right or absolutely wrong. That's what makes it so tough. The answer is compromise and more compromise. Patching up mistakes and going on to make more mistakes forever and ever. Amen. That's the way families stick together. Now, the Glee Club is ready with Joanne Wheatley to sing a wonderful song of this past year. It's called All of a Sudden My Heart Sings. Joanne Wheatley is the soloist, Ringwald the arranger, the Glee Club and orchestra the background.
It comes from out the blue, the sudden thought of you, filling my heart up and thrilling me through. All of a sudden my heart sings, when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so.
Joanne Wheatley and the Glee Club. Bill, have we missed anything today?
Well, Jane Wilson isn't here today.
Well, that's right. Jane's still down in Montgomery, Alabama, but she's due back this afternoon. And we have reports that they had a marvelous bond sale down there yesterday.
Wonder if they broadcast that over WSFA in Montgomery.
Oh, you would have to mention Montgomery. I mentioned Montgomery, Billy. Are you going to start telling us about the South again?
Well, I bet her breakfast consisted of country ham and eggs and
hot biscuits and grits. How many grits, huh?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say about it?
Well,
any visitors today?
Yes, we have another Southerner in our studios, Mr. John Lewis, the choral director of WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Up here in New York, looking over all the big choruses.
The what? I see. Well, fine. We'll have him hear us right now. Sing the finale of the theme song with you, boys. In Your Beauty.
In Your Beauty, I hear the bell. For the song within my heart is you.
Fred Waring, thanks again for coming. Hope you'll listen again tomorrow.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.